When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not so smart decisions, like maybe putting too much trust in those friends you met at the hotel in Sicily. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. NBA playoffs are set, folks. The Miami Heat, they beat the Chicago Bulls. They're going to take on the Milwaukee Bucks. In the Western Conference, the final play-in game, not too long ago, the Minnesota Timberwolves, they beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. They secure the eighth seed in the West, and they're going to take on the Denver Nuggets. And in less than 12 hours from now, the NBA playoffs officially get underway. The Brooklyn Nets are going to take on the Philadelphia 76ers. This is all on Saturday. After that, Atlanta and Boston, New York and Cleveland, Golden State and Sacramento. That's just for tomorrow. You got a full slate of games on Sunday as well. The Los Angeles Lakers at Memphis, Miami at Milwaukee, the Clippers at Phoenix. And I just told you, Minnesota taking on Denver. It's been a busy night. It's been a fun week of playing action. You get a little bit of a bumper before you move on to the actual start of the NBA playoffs. And so I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. That's it. One more hour, and then I got to shut up. Phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer host Dave Shepard is coming to you live from New York City. And so I'm going to get to your calls this hour. We've had a fun show so far. I also need to tell you about the Dallas Mavericks, the punishment that they received from the NBA for tanking. Not really much of a punishment. We'll get there. But before we do that, let me tell you about the eighth seed teams, right? These are the teams that are going into the playoffs to be eliminated. They got a couple more games before they go on vacation. Good for them. Let's start off with Miami. They beat Chicago 102-91. This was a back-and-forth game. Miami Heat, they went on a run 15-1 to close out the game. Jimmy Butler and Max Strus, they both had 31 points. And Miami took the lead for good when superstar playoff version Jimmy Butler went right to the basket, went up for a layup, got an and one, and that was pretty much all that she wrote. This is courtesy of the Heat Radio Network.
Jimmy working on Levine. Pump fake, gets underneath, got it up, got hit, got the bucket, and the foul! The Butler did it again!
Yeah, now they'll go to the playoffs, and they'll probably get eliminated by Milwaukee. Maybe they'll win two games. Jimmy Butler, he spoke to TNT after the game. And Jimmy Butler's just like, yeah, we just going to keep on trying. We don't quit. We don't give up. We're the Miami Heat. Listen to this.
Keep being in attack mode. Eventually, the ball's got to go in. I can't keep missing layups.
Did you feel the pressure as a seventh seed? You know, you lost the first play-in game and had this one close. What is the pressure in the locker room?
Nah, I don't think any of us felt any type of pressure. We went out, we competed, we played the right way, corrected some things, and did what we were supposed to do.
Okay. All right, good luck against the Milwaukee Bucks. Good luck. Hey, let's go to the game that ended not too long ago. Let's look at Minnesota taking on Oklahoma City. 120-95 was the final score. Hey, guess who was back? Rudy Gobert. Guess what he did tonight? He ain't punched nobody. And I know he's dealing with his back issue. That was part of the fight from this past Sunday. Rudy Gobert, 21 points, 10 rebounds, 33 minutes. But the star of the night, Karl Anthony Towns, 28 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 11 of 16 from the field. Karl Anthony Towns even had 3 blocks. He spoke to Lisa Salters after the game on ESPN, and he talked about, yeah, we came and we played basketball, and nobody punched nobody. Yeah, no drama.
Carl, for folks tuning in to see drama, any kind of drama from your team, all they really saw was domination. How were you guys able to make it look just so easy tonight compared to Houston?
Yeah, we executed at a high level, stayed disciplined. Like I said before in our shoot-around, you know, we just utilized our advantage with size. So did a great job tonight utilizing that to our advantage. We got the job done. Now we got to get ready for Denver.
What were you doing? What were you guys doing collectively, defensively, that kept their shooters so quiet?
I think we just did a good job contesting, just pressuring them. We just did a good job, like I said, being disciplined and executing our game plan. We did a really good job of that. We made some shots. It just worked out really well. It was a great team win tonight.
Okay. I wasn't expecting Rudy Gobert to punch anybody else, but I'd have been okay if he did. Kyle Anderson, he had 11 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and he didn't get punched. Good for him. Head coach, Chris Finch, he talked about what worked for the Minnesota Timberwolves today.
Just kind of like never letting them really get into a rhythm other than in that third. And then I thought offensively, we also did a good job, played pretty intelligent offense. It was nice not to give back a lead, you know, which we've done quite a bit. The guys were super locked in, and they knew what it was going to take to win this game, and they went out and did it.
Oh, so enthusiastic. I'd sound like that, too, if I knew Rudy Gobert was about to get cooked by Nikola Jokic. Jokic is about to serve that man. Poor Rudy Gobert can't move laterally right now to save his life. Speaking of another winner, I don't know if he's trending, but I'm sure he is. Alex Rodriguez just caught on camera, you know, rubbing and giving a polite massage. You know, your date, you put your hand on the neck, you rub it a little bit. Of course it was Alex Rodriguez, and he's a winner too, right? Shep, Alex Rodriguez, is he a winner? You consider him a winner?
I would say he underachieved considering the talent he had around him, but in 2009 he won, and he was a big part of it.
Yeah, World Series. World Series. Congratulations, Alex Rodriguez. He's a winner at life, but then also he's still kind of let me get out of that.
If you asked Derek Jeter, would he call his 10-plus year teammate a winner? What do you think he'd say to that?
I think Derek Jeter might have some other words for Alex Rodriguez.
Along with Joe Torre and every other Yankee that played with A-Rod.
I think a lot of people who've been in the vicinity of Alex Rodriguez would have some they wouldn't be glowing words. Let's just put it that way.
He's good on Fox, right? We'll give him that.
Big Poppy likes him?
Big Poppy likes everybody.
Yeah, okay. Okay, all right.
He got in the Hall of Fame first ballot, given what happened and the things he did off the field, because he likes everyone, and everyone then in return likes him. He's the most likable person in sports.
I think Alex Rodriguez just gives him good cigars. That's it.
That's a good one.
That's it. I think you gotta have a reason to like him there anyway.
He can afford it.
Yeah, he can. I heard he does a lot of real estate. I also heard Alex, never mind. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's nice to know the playoffs are set. And now we can just get some of these teams to help on out of here. What do we got here? I don't know. Doug is calling from here in Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Doug?
Hey, what's going on, JR? Hey, Shep. What's going on, baby?
How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. Oh. I'm thinking maybe the Hawks might take one out of the series. That's about it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, maybe one, maybe two.
Maybe. My question to you is, do you think they're going to think about moving Trey in the offseason?
I think it's inevitable that somebody has to go, and he would net the most value for them to try to be decent moving forward. I don't know if it's going to be this offseason, but it's just a matter of when he moves on. Both he and DeJounte Murray, there's no way in hell I see that working out. More so because the rest of the team is flawed. There's too many redundancies on the team.
Yeah, none of that. It's just like, you know, you move one coach out, and that's one thing, and then there's two. There's something dysfunctional going on. You know, it's just, I don't want to put anything on anybody, but it's just there's just something's wrong.
Quinn Snyder ain't going anywhere. We know that much. So next up is one of the players. That'll probably be Trey. Hey, thank you, Doug.
I take it, bro.
You too. No doubt about it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Jack is here from Cleveland. What's up, Jack?
Nice to talk to you and Shep, JR.
Thanks. Nice to have you. Oh, yes, okay. I'm here. Nice to have you.
Yeah, you were talking about you don't see athletes doing commercials. Like, I can think of a few right off the top of my head.
Old guys?
A little older, yeah. I would say Frank Thomas and Doug Flutie.
What is Frank Thomas selling? He sells that stuff so you could have the good time with your wife, right?
Right. There you go. Okay. They do that. The two of them do the commercial together.
Well, do
Charles
they?
Charles Barkley has been doing that Capital One thing during the NCAA.
It's like a decade.
Tournament.
Yeah, that's for a long time.
Yeah. Shaq has been doing Icy Hot.
Oh, well, Jack, I'm talking about old-ass athletes, man.
Well, I have to name it. You brought him up before. You know,
and there's nobody else outside of him. Like, he's like 20 years older than Charles Barkley.
3 days older than Dirk, just about, you know.
Oh, my God. Damn, yeah. Jack. Have a little
I'm
bit
just,
of
I'm just kidding, right? No, Joe's a nice guy. Years ago when I had seasons for the tickets for the Browns, I went and held up a rubber chicken with a Jets helmet on, you know, like that. And he acknowledged it, gave me a thumbs up on the thing. So I always thought he was a pretty decent guy.
Yeah, I think everybody thinks Joe Namath is a cool dude except for, Michelle Tafoya? I think that's who it was. Hey, thank you, Jack. Appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem there. I enjoy your show.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Yeah, I think it was Michelle Tafoya that Joe Namath had a little too much to drink on Monday Night Football, and I think he told her he wanted to kiss her. Yeah, that's how it is sometimes. Mr. Al, he's calling from here in Atlanta, Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Mr. Al.
How you doing? How you doing, young man? I was surfing the channels trying to come down for the night. I'm an old dude, 70. My pop is 90.
Wait. Did you just say you were 70 years old and equate
I'm
that
70.
To
I was born. Well, I'll be 70 in a few months. I was
well,
born
no,
in 19.
Slow down, Mr. Al. Mr. Al, relax.
My battery's real low, and we won't probably pop out. But you pissed
well,
me
no,
off.
Well, no, I need to correct you here. Your ass is not old, Mr. Al, but go ahead.
Okay. And so I'm surfing these channels because I'm more of a book guy than a sport guy. And I heard you and the white guy.
Whoa. The white guy here is more than a white guy.
Okay, but hey, come on.
No, I got to put you on hold. I hope your battery dies. Don't call my guy here and just call him a white guy. He's a human being, and what is him having to be white, and how do you even know he's white? His name is David Shepard. Don't do that. What if I picked the phone up and said, hey, you black guy? Sheesh. I don't even want to talk to that guy anymore. Shep, what the hell did he want? Do you know what he wanted?
It was just JR. Basically, he was not liking the fact that he felt Willie Mays to some degree was being disrespected.
I called the man 91 years old.
I'm not saying you disrespected him.
I'm not saying you agree with him at all. I'm just saying for him because I'm not talking to that guy. And he said he said he was 70. I had to tell him, well, first of all, you're 70. You're not old. I don't consider someone to be 70 old. And then next of all, I can tell you what he is. Well, I can't say that either. We can do better than that, man. What was his name? Mr. What?
Mr. Al. I think Mr. Al feels
like
very
Mr.
strongly.
Like Mr. Ed? Like,
yeah.
Like, okay.
I think, not to speak for Mr. Al, but I would just say that he's very fervent about the legacy of Willie Mays.
Good.
And he isn't, Willie Mays is an individual for, I would say, half a century that has been overtly disrespected by the media masses at large.
Sure, that doesn't have anything to do with what I was just saying.
Oh, no, I understand his anger. I understand 1,000% where you're coming from. But I think people absolutely have mistreated Willie Mays. And I think in large part, JR, that's so much of why he has not been in the public eye for, I would say, the better part of 30, 40 years now.
Yeah, well, more recently, it's because he's old.
Well, I don't think
that has, and that has nothing to do with his playing career. That has
right.
nothing to do with, I think his treatment. I just think he's 91.
He has spent
mm-hmm. his life. He is the oldest and last dude living here. And when it comes down to baseball legends from a certain era,
exactly. And we never like okay. So Koufax is a little younger, but he's in that generation. But he didn't play. In the early 50s, Koufax.
Right.
Obviously, he retired at 30 years old.
It's, I don't care.
But even Sandy Koufax, JR, he does pop up every now and then. You never hear from Willie.
There is not a one-size-fits-all for getting old. And I don't care if it is particular, because this is baseball. Like, people get old. It's a part of life. And so what? There's not a one-size-fits-all. There's not a one-size-fits-all for anybody's personality. And so it might be nice to have somebody pop up or be here or there. So what? He don't want to be seen. We have guys who are, and sure, he is a legend of legends. God knows we don't have Bill Russell here. He popped up. But it's not necessary for everybody.
Right.
What do we want from them?
And Jared, I guess that's kind of my point, is even when Bill Russell was, and no disrespect to the great Mr. William Felton Russell, even when he was in his last months, like, he was still on camera congratulating Steph Curry and discussing what makes him so worthy of being a Finals MVP. That's all I'm saying. Like, I understand Willie is 91, and everyone ages differently, and he's blessed to be 91 in the first place, and we're blessed to have him here at 91. I just wish I heard more from Willie in my 20s and 30s and not so much in the 90s with Bob Costas. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, well, that's fine. But I think the reason is old. Hey, look, I may disappear in 5 years, and that'll be fine by me.
What?
What?
You got another 50. What do you mean you're going to disappear in 5 years? Yes.
I'm not talking about the face of the earth.
Hubie Brown has got to be close to 90. He's still doing games on ESPN.
Good for Hubie Brown. It's keeping him alive.
What about Bob Uecker? Bob Uecker's got to be close to 90. 88, 89, I would guess.
Hey, good for them. It's keeping them alive. Good for them. Hey, different strokes for different folks, man. You got to find what makes you happy. You got to roll with it. And I mean, and it's not even an age thing. You live in your life, and, you know, people have different passions. People have different interests. There's not a one-size-fits-all. There's not. It don't matter if you could be 30, you could be 40, you could be 50, 60, 70, 80. Like, that's the beautiful thing about life. There ain't no blueprint. There's not something that says, oh, my God, you should do this. Oh, my God, it's necessary for you to do that. No, just do what you want. This is my philosophy with life. Do what the hell you want as long as you ain't hurting nobody else. That's it. Real simple. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, otherwise known as the Black Guy and the White Guy. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. I want to tell you about another white guy, since we're just saying what everybody is. We'll talk about a billionaire white guy. His name is Mark Cuban. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Kane is in the building.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you for getting my call in. This is my first time, but I've been wanting to call for a moment. But I just needed to say tonight, thank you and God bless you. I have listened to your growth and your maturity for a long time, and I'm very pleased with where you're at now and how you use your platform to be fair, to be equal, to be just.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, that was a nice thing to say. Thank you. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, I was telling you about Mark Cuban before we went to break. And as you know, Mark Cuban's team will not be participating in the NBA playoffs because they suck. There's no combination of Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic that was going to work, especially when it's like two guys and then, you know, three other dudes on the court with them and other guys don't matter. And so we know last week, the Dallas Mavericks basically punted on the season. Last Friday night, they decided to play absolutely nobody. They're trying to hold on to their 10th pick instead of it being sent over to the New York Knicks. And so they said the best way for us to do this is to intentionally lose. And as a result, we have found out via the NBA today that the Dallas Mavericks, they've been fined. And when I say fine, they got a slap on the wrist. They didn't have their picks taken away. $750,000. That's it. That's it. The Dallas Mavericks were fined $750,000 for tanking last week after Jason Kidd sat up there and he sounded, I don't know, he sounded like one of the worst politicians ever. Jason Kidd last week was hilarious. You know, after the game, it's just like, hey, Jason, were y'all trying to lose? Listen to this crap.
Understanding it's not so much waving the white flag. It's, you know, decisions sometimes are hard in this business. And you have to make hard decisions. And we're trying to build a championship team.
Okay. And then this was a much more important question. So, hey, Jason, your team tried to lose on purpose. Mark Cuban wanted you to lose the game. So, Jason, did you agree with tanking?
Do you agree with the decision?
Yes, those are my bosses, so yes.
Oh, man. Jason Kidd, his cojones must be on Mark Cuban's desk somewhere. I mean, sheesh. And this isn't the first time that the Mavericks or Cuban have been slapped with a fine. We know Mark Cuban gets punched in the wallet all the time. It was back in 2018 where Mark Cuban specifically, he was fined $600,000. He was sitting on a podcast and he said, losing is our best option. He admitted that the Mavs tanked for a whole year. It worked out for them. That was a season that they were able, the offseason, they were able to trade for Luka Doncic. $600,000. And so at what point do the Dallas Mavericks, do they tank again when Luka decides to leave and then they just go, oh, we got to suck again, and Mark Cuban admits it? At what point does Adam Silver say, hey, man, you got to get your ass up out of here? Never? I mean, I expected a more stiff penalty here than $750,000. Mark Cuban probably had a dinner with that money last night. Dallas Mavericks fined $750,000. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Walt is calling from Toronto. What's up, Walt?
Hello.
Yeah, you're live on the radio. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, it's Bob, but that's okay. No worries.
Well, nice, Bob. Good to have you here. Go ahead, yeah. Bob.
No worries. Just real quick, you're thinking it was Michelle Tafoya with Susie Kobler, but
Susie Kobler, yes, thank you.
Yeah, I remember it vividly watching. It was actually a bit funny.
Yeah, he said, "Susie, I want to kiss you." Right? Isn't that what he said?
Yeah. Leaning forward and she's leaning back. But anyhow, just on Golden State, Sacramento. I know the seeding's obviously 3-6. You know, what's your thoughts on Sacramento? Obviously, they have a very good year. You know, Golden State, would you consider it an upset, you know, if Golden State beat them? I mean, we all know the road record. I just looked it up, 11-30 this year.
It wouldn't be an upset if Golden – I'm actually favoring Golden State to go over the Kings. Yeah. And it wouldn't be an upset. I mean, when you go through this for I don't even know how many years now with Golden State, they have more experience. I think they have a better roster. They have more depth. It's just a matter of injuries. And despite all of that, I think they'll overcome the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, no, I mean, certainly the experience, I think, will, I think it might probably play out, I think, you know. They're just a smart, well, you know, this is nothing against Sacramento. I just think Golden State's a bit of a smarter team, been there, done that type thing, and know how to win. And, you know,
it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun watch. Look, I'm expecting the Kings to pick up a victory or two. And I know I think they're going to be some folks who absolutely lose their mind when the Kings go on like a 15-0 run here. But come on, this is the Golden State Warriors. But hey, look, we've seen teams, veteran teams, get punched in the mouth and get hit with reality. And if this is the Kings' time to do it, I would give them even more credit if it takes place.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch.
Okay. Thank you, Walt. Bob, I'm sorry. Bob. Sorry.
No worries.
Thank you, Bob. Bye.
Yep.
Okay. Bob, Walter, Bob, Billy, Bob Thornton, Angelina Jolie. I don't know. He's just here.
Yeah, he said Walt. There might be two people in that household, but I was talking to Walt for a minute.
Hey, you talk to Walt and I talk to Bob. As long as he knows who he is, that's all that matters. What else we got here? Connor's calling from Cali. What's up, Connor? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about Dan Snyder selling the team, and frankly, I am relieved. I don't want that guy owning them anymore. I know the sale's not final, but
okay.
I'm happy to say that.
You don't sound happy.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Oh, okay. All right, I understand.
Yeah. Okay. Right. And then I'm full support of the Warriors. I'm a big Warriors fan, and you know. Despite their tough time in the regular season, I think the anybody standing in their way of getting through this, I think they can shove their way through.
Okay, all right, Connor, is it okay if I do the rest of the show in your tired voice?
Yes.
Okay, I'll try my best. Thank you, Connor. Appreciate you. You have a good weekend. All right.
You too.
Thank you. Hey, Shep, if I do the rest of the show in Connor's tired voice, are you going to yell at me?
No. You're untouchable, JR.
That's not true. Man, Connor was, what was he doing? He had, what type of week did he have? I should have asked him that.
That's actually Connor's typical demeanor.
I've spoken to him before?
Many times.
Oh.
Many times. He's such a good dude. Like, he's
maybe
such
he
a
puts
nice
me
guy.
To sleep when I speak to him. I don't remember.
I think it's more out of deference for you. And just like whenever he calls, he's just so polite. And sometimes that can be mistaken for like being really soft-spoken and lethargic. Although he brings it. He just doesn't. He's got to just bring a little more juice. That's all. But we love you, Connor.
I don't need anybody to come on here and just kind of kiss the. I don't need that. Kiss my ring and I don't need that crap here. Just talk to me like we hanging out. Hey, Paul is calling from Alexandria up in VA. What's up, Paul? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
That's funny. That's funny because I called to kiss your ring.
Oh, go for it. Go for it. I'm standing up. Go for it.
Anyway, when you handled that guy who said he was 70 years old, and I just thought that was these days with all this identity politics going on and all this. And, I happened to be 83 years old. I was listening to radio tonight and ran out of politics and hockey, and I'm tuning into You're the Old Faithful. And you've really been quite a very good successor to the to the previous guy that used to bust Shep's chops all the time. I really like you, you know, and what you said to this man just touched me. Because Jackie Robinson was one of my heroes. Willie Mays, even though he played for the Giants, was you couldn't. What's not to like about Willie? He was out in the street playing stickball with the kids in New York, and he's got a right to age the way he wants to. And I suggested to Shep, give Willie a call. Track him down. Find him. See what he's up to. Maybe his health won't,
When I'm 91, I don't know. Maybe the cell phone will be implanted into my brain, but I'm probably going to quit that too.
Well, you don't know, and I never thought I would ever be 83 with the mind of a 17-year-old, sometimes a 6-year-old, or sometimes a 40-year-old. Right. I just know that my I don't care to go to hockey games anymore because it costs. Now $35 to $60 to park my car. I don't want
to go see to go see the Caps.
Yeah,
to
park the car.
Yeah, I don't want to drive over there anyway, man. They give give away too many tickets.
Exactly, right, and that's why I parked underground. But there was just a shooting outside of the whatever the latest name of that place.
Yeah, whatever phone booth they named it after this time. I can't
exactly
keep up either.
But I give Ted Leontis a lot of credit. He built that place. Abe Poland built it with his own money. And I don't like what the Nationals have done with the owner getting all kinds of land.
Lerner will be gone. Hey Paul, we're gonna have to have a DC conversation between you and I sooner than later. Okay.
Well, anytime you're in DC, sometime I will actually get out of my house and meet you somewhere.
That'll be next week. That'll be next week.
What are you gonna be doing then?
Well, I mean, you want me to tell you on the radio what I'm doing in DC?
No. Maybe you're doing a charitable thing. Maybe you're doing.
I'm not doing anything. Everything I do is charitable. But here's what we'll do, Paul. I'd love to meet you. Should I have time? I'm not sure, but I'd love to. What I'll do is I'll put you on hold and then we connect in DC. Okay.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Good. Thank you, Paul. Don't go nowhere. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll just go across the country connected with everybody. Just everybody. Why not? I love a free lunch, but I always end up paying. I'm not paying this time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I love your show. I love you, brother. I work the graveyard shift, and I listen to you every night. It's a pleasure talking to you, and you be well, brother.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, of course, the lines are bumping. I'm going to get your calls in, and then I'm going to have to bump my ass up on out of here. I'm just waiting on the NBA playoffs like everybody else. I'm going to probably watch Brooklyn and Philadelphia, and then I'll wait to see how many points Joel Embiid has in the first half before I quit on that game. And then I will watch Atlanta and Boston, and I'll watch Boston probably beat them. New York and Cleveland, I'll see Julius Randle hobble around. But the game that I really want to see tomorrow night, Golden State in Sacramento. That's going to be a lot of fun. Sacramento Kings hosting their first playoff game since 2006. The last time that Sacramento, the Kings, were in the playoffs, they were playing in Arco Arena. There was no beam. It was all about that cowbell. Oh, how about this? Hey, Shep, the guy that tried to punch his teammate, he spoke after the game?
Yes, and not Draymond, the other one.
Oh, Rudy Gobert, yeah, the more recent one. Hey, Rudy Gobert, tonight, 21 points, 10 rebounds, no blocks. He played in 33 minutes. Minnesota, they got that eighth spot over OKC. Now they're going to take on Denver Nuggets and Jokic. Good luck to Rudy Gobert there. Rudy Gobert, this is what he had to say about the victory.
Feels great. Obviously, when the season started,
The goal was to be one of the best teams in the West and to make a deep run in the playoffs. Obviously, with the mindset of going and try to win a championship, and build something special.
I am never, ever going to be able to listen to Rudy Gobert and not think about 4 first-round draft picks. Tim Connelly really traded this man and gave up 4 first-round picks. And also Walker Kessler. And then 3 other players, Beverly, Malik, he gave up legitimate NBA players. A future dude who'll be here in the league for probably 10 years blocking shots. And 4 first-round picks, he gave up a whole basketball team for Rudy Gobert. I know Rudy Gobert must feel like a thief stealing all his money. He's like, at least Minnesota didn't fall apart. That would have been a hell of a story. They were on their way. 855-212-4CBS. We got Andrew here from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, JR. How you doing?
I'm very well. What's up?
Hey, I just want to let you know I enjoy listening to you when I'm on patrol, so make my nights a little bit better. I know you're all about basketball right now, but, you know, I'm about the NFL draft and the Lions right now. You know, I never felt like this, like a Lions fan. It's pretty hard to be a Lions fan. But just want to get your opinion. You know, I respect your opinion about it. Atlanta Falcons just got Jeff Okuda. You know, you guys got a great guy.
They got Dupree too. They signed him today. He's been hurt.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, but I don't know if I like that trade because I like Jeff. But you guys got a good guy. But what's your opinion about the Lions offseason and upcoming draft for them?
Well, I think the Detroit Lions. I'd be comfortable. So first of all, congratulations to the Lions for still having that first round pick from. Now, the Los Angeles Rams, who didn't want any of the damn picks, and now they don't have any of them. And so I think the right. Detroit Lions, they should go ahead and continue building up that defense. That offense pretty much carried them last year, especially with that comeback. And expecting Aiden Hutchinson to continue on to being like an all-pro caliber player, I think he needs some help on the line with them.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I agree with you. I just want to get your opinion. You know, I'm happy for the Lions. Like I said, it's hard to be a Lions fan.
Listen, Lions fans deserve a whole lot. They deserve 10 years of success, but we know Jared Goff, he ain't going to last that long. But
Not
a quarterback. Look, the Lions, I believe, will continue to hold on to respectability, but when they first have an opportunity to move on from Jared Goff, I think they're going to do so, but we'll see.
I agree. All right. Thank you. Thank you, JR. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew. Be safe out there, my man. He said he's doing patrol. I don't know what he's patrolling, but be safe. Clark is calling from here in Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Clark.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the radio. Go ahead.
Hey, talking about Willie Mays. I'm 71 now, so I got lucky. My dad was a Giants fan. So when I was 12, I got to see Willie hit 2 on the doubleheader at Wrigley. And long before Jordan and the great cheers and Tiger, Mays was something else. I remember they announced his number going to the batter's box, and it would be the game of the week. They'd say, now batting number 24, and he would start digging in. It looked like he was digging like to hit a softball. And I thought he was bigger than he was. A little guy, but big arms, big thighs, probably swung a 35-inch bat. Hands low, and I never seen a ball get out so fast in such a hurry, a line drive left center. I got to see the hat come off on the basket catch. Willie got old. No disrespect. I'm just glad he's still around, period. And I saw some highlights on how he is. And you know what? For stealing 300 bases and playing like he did, playing hard, you're going to get old. Everyone ages a different rate, but thanks for having me, but long before those cheers, I never seen like 31,000 people cheering the opposing player. They cheered for Banks, but not like Willie. Anyway, thanks, JR.
That's respect. Thank you so much, Clark, for sharing that, calling from right here in Atlanta. Let's go to Houston and talk to Mark. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the radio. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, JR, I talked to you last time about when the Astros lost to the Atlanta Braves. I tried to get in.
You called a couple of years ago in the World Series?
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago.
Okay, well, talk to me now. What's up?
Well, I tried to talk to you last year, but I'll tell you, producer, is that the topic shifts so fast that I'm not caught up on a whole bunch of the other sports.
It's okay.
But as far as basketball, I did say this, and I said this to some of the guys when we were coming back into town today, is that, like, you know, basketball to me is really kind of gone.
Oh, you don't like basketball? Well, I got to be honest here.
No,
Mark, you have to, Mark, listen to me. Listen to me very carefully.
Yes, sir.
This show is going to be over in less than 60 seconds. You have to just give me a sentence of your point. Do you like basketball today?
I love basketball, but I do not like basketball today.
Okay, I get it. Is the basketball today too fast for you?
No, it's not too fast. It's just that it's just not that entertaining anymore.
Okay, too many shots, too many threes.
No. I put like this. I have not watched a basketball game all year, and we said this on the ride in, and I just rode in from
Mark.
Greenfield.
All right, Mark, you don't like basketball. Hey, Mark, call me back on Monday earlier on. We could talk about this, okay?
I think I'll be back in Springfield Monday.
Well, I'm going to be here on the radio. The phone number ain't going to change. Okay. I'm here, 855-212-4CBS. He doesn't listen.
You, like, tonight, I'm off tonight. But when you were on.
Okay, Mark, like, the show's done.
But there you are. I love
you. No, Mark, the show is done. I'm sorry. Call me next week. I got to leave. I'll be back Monday night. JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, thank you, Shep.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.